Hello and welcome to the Two Fat Brokers podcast.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. I am Ben from Abu Dhabi.
Bonnie from Dubai.
And just before we start, we would like you to click on the subscribe button if you haven't done already. Helps us feed the algorithm and get this podcast into the hands of more savvy Abu Dhabi and Dubai real estate investors like yourselves. So please click away.
And if you don't, you have to stop watching immediately. Turn it off. It's not for you. Like and subscribe.
Put the phone down.
Right, Benji, what are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about things that affect property prices. Things like schools, malls,
war,
railways.
Oh.
No, not existential threats, not black swans. Things that affect property prices, things that map developers add in, things that you might be looking at if you're looking at a particular area.
Paddle
tennis courts, big one.
Hey, paddle.
Co-working spaces, quite a big one for.
Really?
You know, yeah.
Do you think it adds value?
I think it does much more than a sauna and a steam room, which no one ever uses.
I mean, you don't want to go.
You're like, why? Like, why is there a sauna and steam room in this building? It's probably just marketing.
In the lobby.
Yeah. Probably just marketing. And we are talking about this because there's been a spate, I don't know if this happens in Dubai, of new schools, UK-branded schools. UK is obviously the best education, I assume. UK-branded schools been announced in Abu Dhabi. We've just had King's College for Fahid Island.
They're in Dubai.
Different brand. This is King's College Wimbledon. I think
King's College London.
In Dubai, it's not King's College, it's King's School. But I don't think it's a UK brand.
I thought it was King's College.
No, I don't think so. I looked it up. Okay. I don't think so. I could be wrong. We also have Gordonston announced in Jubail. And Gordonston is the school that Prince Charles went to. And for Sadiat, just got Harrow.
Damn, really?
About a month ago. Yeah.
Is that run by the Chinese?
Bizarrely, I got the reference.
I know you got it, but
bizarrely, almost all the other Harrow campuses are in China and Hong Kong. There's about seven of them, maybe one in Thailand, and that is to add to. We already have Brighton College, Cranley, and Repton, and you guys obviously have that as well. For those who don't know Abu Dhabi that well, so Fahid Island is its own like contained island. It's being developed by Aldar, and it. And Jubail is its own contained project being developed by LEED Group. And obviously Sadiat, it's a mixture, but again, mostly Aldar. It seems important in Abu Dhabi for them to announce these statement schools, signature schools, part of the marketing, but also part of, obviously it's going to affect if people want to buy there, if people want to live there, they want to send their kids to
I mean, how many people do you think actually send their kids to their local schools?
Obviously in state schools, everyone, but
yeah,
but I think you want to live. Most people would rather live closer to the school than to work.
Your school is your kid's school is a 45 minute commute.
That's
from
because
your
I can't afford to live close to that school because it's too expensive there.
That's
so
the point,
I live
though, right?
Far away so, and commute.
Look, I mean, I understand the branding exercise of these schools and you know how closely tied they are to their namesakes. I don't know. I'm sure very closely tied, but there will always be schools that elevate themselves above all of the rest, much like the school that your kids go to. You're prepared to commute 45 minutes to go to that school because it's the best that there is.
That is true. But I mean, you sent your kids, you know, to Sunmark. What was the school you went to?
Sunmark's the other one.
Yeah. But I mean, originally you sent them to a school that was very close to where you lived, right?
Yep. One of them still goes there.
In Jumeirah Triangle.
Yeah.
But I think, obviously, the fact that they're using branded schools is a marketing tool, right? You know, you want people to be like, okay, so I want to buy in this place, but what school's going to be there? And often, you know, there'll be school plots, there'll be a school there, but you don't know what it is, or maybe it'll be kind of like their own brand. There's Aldar Education, you know, or you can, you know, announce some of the more common brands in UAE. GEMS is a great one. Talim, other ones as well. But if you have a branded school, people are going to be like, wow, if I buy here, I can send my kids to Harrow.
But ultimately, does the brand matter? Is it not the what's the rating system they have for the schools here?
Outstanding and all that kind of stuff.
The education board. What are they called?
It's different in Dubai to Abu Dhabi. We have ADEC.
We've got a different one here.
Yeah, obviously, once the school's been in operation for a few years, that makes a big difference. But you would expect all of these big brands. I looked up some of the fees for King's College and also for Gordonstoun, and it's £10,000 a term. So you're looking at
a term?
Yeah.
Oh, in the UK?
In the UK, So 150,000 okay, so dirhams a year.
We're going back to how much that is going to affect the property prices in. So let's assume, and we're not saying that they are, but let's say Gordonstoun is better than King's.
Right.
Okay. For argument, for the point of this conversation, I'm sure they're exactly the same and both brilliant educational systems. Do you think that's going to affect the price of the houses directly around it?
I do.
Care to put a number on it? And we're not going to hold you to it.
No.
But it is going to be immortalized.
No. But what I would say anecdotally is when Saudi Arabia was first launched in Abu Dhabi, it was like a complete kind of like backwater. You know, people lived on Abu Dhabi Island. They didn't live on Saudia. And there was like a huge amount of vacancy and availability. As soon as they announced Cranley, filled up super quickly. Because people don't want to live on Saudia and then have a massive commute to wherever their school is. You know, I'm slightly different. I have a long commute to where the school is. But people then, okay, well, there's a great branded school there. Cranley's a good brand in the UK. Fine. I'm happy to live on Saudia now because, you know, I could take my kids to school, drop them off, and then go to work.
Mm.
So just anecdotally, that made a big difference to Saudia.
Okay, so it would fill up a community, but do you think it would actually have a noticeable change in the value of, because you were saying before the area was empty and then they branded the school, the area filled up. Do you think it changed the actual prices?
I mean, yeah. I think
let's say because 500 kids at a school.
People were happier to buy there.
500
right?
Not kids just
to move
at a school?
There. 2,000.
2,000 kids at a school.
Yeah, most schools are around about 2,000.
10,000 pieces of accommodation in Yas, Saadiyat, sorry?
No, not nearly that many.
5,000?
Let's say 5,000.
Okay, so there's still, you know, if every single parent lived on the island and sent their kids there, that still doesn't take up half of what?
Well, now they have ACS. Now Cranley's opened a second school as well. So as Saadia has grown, and there's also the Theodore Monod, the French school there. So as Saadia has grown, they've added more schools, and they've added non-brand schools. So, you know, ACS, although it would be branded for people who live in Abu Dhabi and know it, and Theodore Monod will be well known, but they're non-branded. So the Cranley was, which I think is what they're doing with Gordonstoun and King's, is that first school to get in there that everyone knows about and is like, wow. And
so
then afterwards you can add
for a community.
And it's when you're trying to sell the community you're saying, well, listen, Harrow's going to be there. And Harrow is actually, you know, like an incredible brand. Mm. You know,
it's much like a golf course. So the golf course aspect really only affects the houses around the golf course. But if you live in a golf course community, it's all of a sudden got a lot more appeal.
Yeah, I mean, and I think, and if we can move away from schools, if you're building a community,
so
you know, obviously there's lots of people who do that in Dubai, you know, things like the Mac Hills, Emirates Hills, all that kind of stuff. You're building a full community. You need that community to have a school. You need it to have retail. You know, you need it to have, you know, connectivity in some way, because there's no point just building a whole, you know, massive amount of, you know, villas there. And people have to go outside for all of their necessities. So
everything's delivered here in terms of shopping and stuff like that.
I mean, in terms of necessities, let's say, you know, a gym. You want a gym in your community, right? I mean, obviously then you have the option, if there's a better gym somewhere else, you can go there. But at least when you start off, and it's almost like when you think about buying in an apartment block, everyone's like, okay, gym, pool, steam and sauna room for whatever reason. Those need to be there as like a bare minimum, even though most people there will never use the gym there. Most people there will probably never use the pool, but it's a marketing tool almost, right?
It
needs
nice to
be there. Yeah,
it's nice to have. It's a nice to have, not a must have. I mean, some people will say, look, the gym has to be good for me to buy there. right, for me to own there. But if to rent, I don't really care because I'll go to any gym.
But I think if gyms mean a lot to you, you probably go to a fancier one somewhere else.
Like you and me, you mean?
Like us. But I remember I lived in a place called Manura for a while. It had a beach. I went to that beach twice in 3 years.
It was nice to have a beach. It was a nice beach.
Yeah, it was nice.
It's a really nice beach.
Yeah. I went there twice in 3 years. But as a marketing tool, you know, it's really good. Well, come live beach by front, the beach because everyone beach thinks community. they'll use that. And even if you're not going to send your kids to Harrow, even if you're going to send them to ACS or Theodore Monod or GEMS, you know, whatever school there is there,
I thought we were
living in that community and having that option is a great marketing.
Point being, right, everybody has a need from a place that they live, right? So parents are going to need schools.
Mm-hmm.
The youth of today are going to need pools youth. And gyms. You know, that's kind of that paddle weirdos are going to need paddle courts.
That was actually quite good fun. You know, I'd give it a chance. Oh, if I were you.
Don't be such a loser. Paddle.
Really? Says the most fad following, you know, fashion conscious 45-year-old I know. But you draw the line at paddle.
I draw the line at paddle. Wow. Makes a stupid noise. But ponk. Ponk. And it's just a load of sweaty people running around in a little... No, just fundamentally disagree with it.
Bigger,
play tennis. Be a big boy.
Better.
Pick up a tennis racket.
Same as you. I was a tennis snob.
No, you're a paddle bell.
I don't play paddle, but I have
good.
Played.
Good, we can be friends now. That's nice.
All right. Well, I'm glad you've drawn a line somewhere in the slavishly following all the fads in Dubai.
Slavishly follow fads.
Uh-huh.
Give me one. Don't say ice baths.
Drive
no
a Land Rover Defender and yeah, you have ice baths. Yeah.
Shut up, Ben. No one cares what you think.
Sure.
Okay, so point being, right, if you're a master developer or if you're creating a community, you need to make sure that there is something for everyone because then it's a catch-all process or catch-all process of going through making sure that your community isn't just for one demographic. So these are the things that people are focusing on. But, you know, again, the school is only going to matter to the parents. The golf course is only going to matter to the people who play golf and the people who live on the golf course, right? The gyms are only going to matter to the people who want to use the gyms and the spas and the nail salons and all of that.
But marketing is good because let's say you don't send your kid to Harrow, but your school's there. Like, if someone wants to send their kids to Harrow, maybe they're going to buy, you know, the house that you're selling and maybe they'll pay a premium for that.
True.
So, for example, has the mall in Jamiro Village Triangle opened up yet?
That one they started building 8 years ago.
500 years ago.
8 years ago. That one, no.
But if it does open, ever, it'll probably add value to the community, right?
Will it? If it ever
opens.
Of course
it will. It's like a massive mall.
My point being, will it ever open?
All right. I mean, let's assume that it will open one day.
Well, I'd like to assume that.
Yeah. It'll add value to the community.
8 years of me waiting. Yes, it will do. It will do. So, okay, this is an interesting point then. My community, JVT, the mall is accessible from the Alkhail Road,
mm-hmm.
but it also looks like they're putting an entrance inside the community.
Which would make sense.
No, because then you've got all of the... It's a big mall. You've got all of the people who are coming to the mall driving through the community. I think that would detract from the community.
I mean, that's a very specific example, but you know, of what you're saying, but I think most people will enter from the Alkhail Road unless they're going to come in like maybe a shortcut through the back way and come through your community.
There's only one main access that I can see, which is going on the other side of the road. Point being.
Yeah, point being, but point
if
being.
If it's done right, it will
retail
add benefits.
Adds value. Yeah. And so what you also have now is Etihad Rail. Which now in Abu Dhabi, have they announced where the stops are going to be in Dubai?
Yes.
Great. So in Abu Dhabi, the stops are going to be Yas Island, Saadiyat Island, Reem Island. So it's going to be, you know, across the top there. And again, you know, it is a very nice, you know, thing to have. Who is realistically going to take the train? By the way, they're building it. Looks like it's probably more going to be aimed at tourists rather than like serious commuters. But I might be wrong. But I think it's a great option to have.
The metro is a public transport utility,
yeah,
for a specific demographic, should we say, right?
Yeah,
and
people
so
who take public transport, yeah.
I would argue that something like a metro, where there is a lot of stops, and obviously the way they're going to expand it through the UAE, is actually going to fundamentally drive prices up, because that is a transport link, right? Way more than a paddle tennis court would.
Yeah, but I agree. And what you see in London, where they opened the Elizabeth line, you know, is it positively affected house prices? The difference in London is people don't really drive there. People use, you know, public transport a lot, and where, you know, the weather's more conducive to it. It's got a much more kind of connected system. So I don't expect it to have that kind of effect on prices. But, you know, again, it's one of those utilities where if you're building a community, you need those links. Let's say you're building, you know, a massive community out in the desert, right? It has to be connected at least by the bus, you know, to the city, where, you know, people are going to, you know, either commute, or even if, you know, you've got staff members who need to commute out there, you know, It needs to be connected. So that's another piece that you have to look into when you're thinking about buying in one of those communities.
You know, okay, let's go through. This is interesting, and it may fall flat on our face, me asking us to do this, but why don't we think about the thing that would most positively affect a community?
I mean, paddle courts.
Yeah, obviously, after paddle courts. Basketball courts?
What do you think?
Table tennis in the park.
So if you had a community, I would probably say a golf course. Because if we take the example of my beautiful wife, she grew up on a golf estate in South Africa, which is very common. And although her house wasn't on the golf course.
Are you proud of me? I didn't say anything when you said that. She'd be so proud. When you said my beautiful wife.
What could you possibly say?
Something derogatory.
And even though she wasn't on the golf course, like, you know, getting the view, she could go and play golf all the time, and, you know, take a golf buggy round and all that kind of stuff. And I think that kind of thing, I think that probably affects house prices more than anything else I can think of.
Maybe I would even say more transport links. I would say the metro.
Even in the UAE?
Yep. You reckon? I would say the metro. Yeah. For sort of across the board, any sort of demographic, or the most populous demographic, I would say metro links or public transport links. Probably mainly, I mean, buses take quite a long time here, but I would say if you have a metro link directly stopping in your community, I think that's probably going to be the most effective price driver.
Really? Well, that's interesting.
Because golf courses are just around the community, just around. So those who live on the golf course benefit from higher prices because they get the view, they get the privacy, they get the exclusivity. But anybody who's living in a, I don't know, two-bedroom apartment near the golf course isn't really going to benefit from that, because they may not be able to afford the ridiculously high membership fees.
That's
they may not play
point.
Golf. Whereas transport links are open to everyone.
Yeah, you make a good point. And and also paddle courts, obviously.
Obviously. Can you stop going on about paddle, you little loser?
Yeah. What if you had to have a football field? No, probably not. Well, that's like a nice thing.
Fields will just be for those little kids on electric scooters. Do you have them in Abu Dhabi? The little kids on electric bikes?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. I was playing golf the other day, and some kid was driving right down the middle of the golf course, straight over the bunkers.
Where else would he drive?
I don't know, the path.
Anyway. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we digress. That was my old man grumblings.
Yeah, so kind of in summary, there are some really interesting and unique utilities out there that can add value to a community. The headline one, well, actually, you've got quite a few branded schools in Dubai, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Examples?
King's, Royal School of Guildford.
You've got North London Collegiate.
Yep.
This is a famous girls' school.
Dubai American Academy.
I don't think that's that's not a brand. You do have another, but I'll never remember the name. So branded schools is good.
Swiss school.
Marketing. Yeah, but I don't think Swiss school is a brand.
It's a brand.
It's named after a country.
It's a brand.
Swiss it's a German
all over the
school. Like, okay, what's your
school
point?
Of Beijing. Yeah. Anyway, I've done that joke.
Anyway, so these things affect value, house price value. So, you know, keep an eye on them if you're thinking about buying something, even if it's off plan. I have been Ben from Abu Dhabi.
I've been Barney from Dubai.
Thank you very much. And remember, like, subscribe,
and hit
the bell.
Bell.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
We'll be right back.